Hello all, I am Harshad Ahanayake and my poster topic is Blue Carbon of Seagrasses, a Cost Effective Climate Solution. Oceans have been an integral part of human society. In the recent past, oceans are gaining increasing attention as an ecosystem that helps community well-being in eco-social aspects. The potential to provide nature-based solutions by this massive ecosystem has been underestimated and overlooked. The blue carbon resources in the coast provide effective measures to combat climate change, which shed light to manage ocean for sustainable future. The objective of the study focuses on estimating blue carbon in the seagrass meadows in the southern coastal belt of Sri Lanka during the last decade. The methodology: coastal strip of southern Sri Lanka extending 1 kilometer seaward from the ocean water line was selected. Landsat 8 satellite images were downloaded for years 2015, 2017, 2019 and 2021 from the USGS Earth Explorer website. Images ranging from January to April were selected to avoid influences from the monsoonal changes. Satellite image bands 2, 3 and 4 were used, and image classification was carried out using hybrid method of supervised and unsupervised classifications techniques, incorporating training sites obtained in the areas of seagrass existence through ground truthing. Distribution of seagrass were mapped in order to estimate the carbon stocks for above ground, below ground and soil carbon using published equations. Above and below ground biomass seagrass could be determined by multiplying the biomasses with the carbon conversion factor of an extrapolation done per hectare, where its organic matter content was determined using loss of ignition technique. This study is part of an ongoing project and therefore many revisions and refining are expected. Results: according to Table 1, the extent of seagrass varies between years. The possible reason could be multiple influences of availability of nutrients, oceanographical physical factors and water quality. The results demonstrate the importance of the seagrasses in the sequestering carbon in the coast, which has not gained adequate attention by scientific community as well as the policymakers. This study highlights as to how Sri Lanka can adopt nationally determined contribution mitigation actions as per the Paris Agreement by ensuring ecological health of the seagrasses. There is a need for an attitudinal change of coastal communities and the policymakers to recognize the ecosystem services provided by seagrass beds, as many coastal ecosystems are under threat of destruction due to anthropogenic activities. In this context, this study also provides framework for community-based seagrass conservation programs. And I acknowledge the support provided by the Department of Zoology and Environmental Sciences, Faculty of Science, University of Colombo, Sri Lanka. Thank you.